We're 60 seconds from this shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And now that restaurants are back in business, an important question you could be faced with. What do you do if you found a hair in your food?
A recent survey. Just be thankful you're out at a restaurant again.
Yeah.
A recent survey asked people that question, and just over half said they'd stop eating immediately and either send it back or just quietly not eat it. 25% said they'd be grossed out, but still eat their food anyway.
Uh-huh.
And 10% said it wouldn't even bother them.
Okay, gross.
I remove the hair, I act like I'm not going to eat it, and then I finish it.
I just push away that little part.
I hold it up for a long time and decide if it's mine or not.
Ew!
I do, because maybe it could be mine, right? You never know.
I just like how you start an investigation.
Yeah, and if it's not, because I have pretty thin hair, so it's easy to tell for me.
Uh-huh.
Then I let the server know. I feel like the restaurant wants to know those things. I don't say it in a rude way. I don't expect it to be comped or anything.
Yeah. I feel like you would put the hair in there and then complain about it. And be like, excuse me.
I would never do
this
something like that.
This needs to be calm. Do you know who I am?
There's one piece left of the salad.
Oh my God. And whenever I tell the server anything, my husband just like shrinks under the table.
Yeah.
He hates confrontation. And I'm like, I'm just going to let them know.
They need to know when they're doing poorly, just like you do, Michael. Everyone
such a jerk,
can
Jeffrey.
Be better. Anyway, text into 78592. What would you do if you found a food in your hair out at a restaurant?
A food in your hair.
Well, yeah, I get food in my hair all the time.
I got the hair salad, and there's arugula in it.
You're just coughing.
Ew, I coughed up a salad. Ew.
We all go out in different ways, okay? Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. You want to give the right answer, because if you don't, you're going to get punished with a shock while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jose Rudy Tootie Swipe and Booty Bologna.
Oh, hello.
So accurate.
All right.
I don't know how, but it is.
Jose's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
For 9 seasons and 201 episodes, The Office graced our screens and latched onto our hearts with lovable characters like Jim, Pam, Dwight, and of course, their regional manager, Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell.
Such a good show.
It actually hurts to think about, but Steve Carell was not the original choice to play Michael in The Office.
Oh my gosh!
The producers wanted a big-time dramatic actor to play a more gruff version of the role, but when they approached this person about it, he passed on the opportunity, and it went to Steve Carell instead. What dramatic actor was the producer's first choice to play Michael Scott?
Oh,
dramatic.
I would not have thought dramatic is what they were
going
for.
Can you imagine if it's like Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
The turntables.
Weird. That's tricky.
So the character of Michael Scott, though, is like middle-aged management. Yeah. You have to think middle-aged drama back in early 2000s.
And gruff. I think I know the meaning. It's like rough and gritty.
It's a portmanteau of rough and gritty.
I always think like if the guy hopped on a motorcycle, you wouldn't bat an eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But like Steve Carell on a motorcycle may make you question things.
Yeah.
And dramatic. So someone who's been in dramas or played serious roles before.
What do you got? Who's your first?
I'm thinking George Clooney right now.
See, but I feel like he would be described as a heartthrob.
Not as gruff. Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
more of like
a Liam Neeson, maybe more of a gruff character.
That's so intense for The Office.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's been like 60 years old for 40
Forever.
Years.
I mean, but you got to think, you know, early 2000s, even Steve Carell was pretty young back then at that point.
Just imagining all of Michael's lines with other actors, like Liam Neeson.
What about, I mean.
Declared bankruptcy.
What about Denzel Washington?
Whoa.
I mean, because you got the sexy factor and you definitely have A-list gruff actor.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of dramatic.
Lot of drama. That's really good.
Okay, I think we need the question again.
Steve Carell seems like the only logical choice to play Michael Scott, but that role almost had a completely different vibe because producers wanted an A-list dramatic actor instead. I'll tell you, their first choice's work can be seen on HBO, Showtime, and he's been acting in movies for over 30 years. He's very famous. What dramatic actor turned down the role of Michael Scott in The Office?
Man. HBO and Showtime. I mean, that's anybody, though. I mean, you could say even Brad Pitt has probably had HBO shows, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What about acting in movies for 30 years, Harrison Ford?
Hey, very gruff, very serious and drama
Also
roles.
Has been 60 years for a long
right.
time.
Yeah.
People who play superheroes, I find Ooh. Dramatic.
Okay,
but...
what about another one?
I don't know.
What about another one who can be gruff and also be really funny? Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, he rides both those lines to me.
Yeah, very true.
Or
Gosh.
Samuel L. Jackson's counterpart, John Travolta.
It's not what? Bad.
The reason this is so hard is because none of these people feel like they would ever be Michael Scott. Like, Steve Carell owned that role so well. But I keep thinking about George Clooney again.
So
just randomly thinking about George Clooney?
Yeah, no,
just as an answer possibility, because I don't blame you, but we do need an answer.
I feel like because he does have a dry sense of humor and he could probably do comedy, I am going to stick with George Clooney.
Huh.
All right.
While it makes me feel yucky inside to even think about, Steve Carell was not the first choice to star in The Office. The producers wanted an established movie star, and their first choice was hot off the success of the film Sideways, but he chose to stick with the silver screen and premium cable shows rather than a lowly network TV comedy. That's why the showrunners eventually went with Carell after being turned down by none other than Paul Giamatti.
Oh.
I printed off a picture for Alexis.
Yeah, thank you. Sideways look familiar.
Oh. Remember, Sideways was the movie where he like had a like they went to wine country or something. Isn't that it?
That's correct.
Brooke. Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Never seen that movie. Never heard his name.
Never heard Paul Giamatti.
What's he in?
He's very famous. Sideways. He was on John Adams on HBO.
Yeah,
he plays
he's huge.
District
he's
Attorney Chuck Rhodes.
What's something that people would have actually seen?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was the Rhino in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
He's the guy that's like. He's in everything, and you as soon as you see him, you're like, oh, that guy.
I'm disappointed.
I don't know, just Google him, I guess.
I still saw him, and I'm like, who's that guy?
Anyway, didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear the song Hotline Bling by Drake.
Ooh. Oh,
Drake would have been great to run
that
The Office.
Oh, he was already in, what's it called?
Degrassi. And that's something people have seen.
I'm with you.
Yeah, all right, go
ahead. Degrassi. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love.
There you go. It's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.